AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Nearly 400,000 customers are still without power this morning along the Texas Gulf Shore. Hurricane Beryl, a Category 1 storm, came ashore early this morning. ABC's Victor Oquendo is in Galveston.
In Sargent Beach, storm surge moving in.
Oh, wow.
Overtaking the area. High winds and waves hammering vehicles. In Freeport, Texas, numerous power flashes as winds began taking out power lines.
Heavy rain and strong winds lashing the Houston area and now moving inland. President Biden hoping to shift the focus in Washington this week from his future to his present. He is hoping the NATO summit in Washington starting tomorrow. Congress also back in session. Democratic lawmakers expected to discuss concerns about President Biden in person. Chaotic election results in France. The far-right party did not win a majority in parliament. The far-left party did not either, nor did President Emmanuel Macron's centrist party. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's another big day for cleanup in Manawa, where things are starting to get back to normal. Floodwaters burst through a levee on the Little Wolf River during heavy rains Friday morning. People had to be evacuated from their homes. The levee itself didn't fail, but much of the ground around it washed away. U.S. Senate Democrats have plenty to talk about regarding President Biden's future today. Virginia's Mark Warner is organizing a meeting of Senate Democrats like Wisconsin's Tammy Baldwin.
I'm listening carefully to what my constituents and voters have to say in Wisconsin, and certainly sharing those comments with the president's advisors.
Congress is back to work after the holiday break. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Ballot boxes are back in Wisconsin, according to the state Supreme Court's decision released on Friday. So how soon could they be ready here in Madison? The city has 14 drop boxes, and when the court had a conservative majority and ruled them illegal, officials just sealed them up and had them covered in public art. Madison City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel-Bale told the Cap Times her office is working quickly to get them back up and running for the August 13th election. But ballots have been mailed already, so the return instructions don't include drop boxes. Witzel-Bale said now the focus on getting the word out to voters that these are an option. And after 2 weeks of training here in Dane County, there are a dozen new hot doggers driving the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile across America. They make $35,000 a year with travel and meal expenses covered as they move around the U.S., making appearances at sporting events, grocery stores, and even private parties. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers return home.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are back home after a road trip to Colorado and California. They beat the Dodgers 9-2 yesterday to finish 3-4 for the trip. They also avoided being swept by the Dodgers. Center fielder Blake Perkins coming up with a home run and was asked what Pat Murphy says about how they've managed to not lose more than three games in a row this season.
Murph says it a lot, and Yelly says it a lot. I think with the way our team is comprised, like, we're able to make the lows shorter. You know, just playing team baseball, there's a different guy.
Lefty Dallas Keuchel held the Dodgers scoreless through the first 4 1/3 innings. Pat Murphy.
The reason we picked him up, the front office scouted him, looked at him, see where he's at, and felt like the reason he could help is because his experience. He's not going to give in.
The Brewers host the Dodgers tomorrow night. Basketball, Team Greece beat Croatia 80-69. Giannis with 23 points, leading his team, Greece, back to the Olympics for the first time in 16 years. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with scattered showers or an isolated thunderstorm possible. Our high 80 with wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it easy. with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WisCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up in the show, we'll talk to the Humane Handling Institute about different ways to raise and slaughter our animals. Interesting discussion. Hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
The most important, we're going to save our democracy. I had a little debate last week. Can't say it was my best performance.
We love it, Joe. It's okay.
But ever since then, there's been a lot of speculation. What's Joe going to do? Is he going to stay in the race? Is he going to drop out? What's he going to do? Well, here's my answer. I am running and going to win again.
Oh, voters, who cares about them anymore? Who cares? What did the pundits think? Where are we on the hostage demand list? Has he done? He did fine in a Stephanopoulos interview. What's next? What else is next in bullying Joe Biden? What can we do to bully him out of the race, everyone? What? I've never hated everyone as much as I currently hate everyone. Everyone can go themselves with the ice planet Hoth without lube.
You probably hate some in this room.
No. You know what I thought of you is really your only concern ever is doing good radio. I must give you that as strong as you are. And can I just say, Chris, I sense from social media and elsewhere, this has opened up a giant business opportunity for us.
Oh?
Do you know how many tweets there are? I'm only listening to Stephanie Miller now.
Yeah. Oh,
I've turned off mainstream media.
Uh-huh.
We welcome you. Come, run through fields of hopium with me. Oh, and you said people would like me to have a word with Rob Reiner because
yes.
I control everyone in Hollywood.
He's an independent person with his own
opinions. I was just texting with him on Saturday.
Yes. He has his own opinions.
I texted him. There was a great meme of when Harry met Sally, Meg Ryan having an orgasm and her mom and his mom. And it just said, I'll have what the UK is having. And so I said that.
And France.
Yeah.
Take the polls and shove them up your ass.
Oh, gosh.
I was also texting to Lawrence O'Donnell, who pointed out that Dukakis was beating George H.W. Bush by 17 points mm-hmm. in July.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see, now, you see, America, you've upset Bonnie and Clyde. Just, this is what the media wants. They want chaos. They're like, oh, this will be so exciting. Let's have complete chaos. Let's pass over the black lady if we're going to do this and make sure we piss off everybody. Mm-hmm. This is what, should I be reading private text? Maybe not. Rob said, this is all about winning to save our democracy. If it's Biden, we're all in. If it's Kamala, we're all in. And I said, I'm so with you. I was for her in the primary. I'm all in. I have always said that. Mm-hmm. I was for her in the primary. She dropped out before California, so I voted for Elizabeth Warren, who I also love. That was a tough choice for me. And I've always, honestly, maybe I don't say this out loud, but my best case scenario has always been that Biden wins, and at some point of his choosing, he steps down and passes the torch to Kamala. So America can get used to a black lady president.
Yep.
Because A, she'll do a great job.
Yep.
B, she'll pick a great vice president.
Mm-hmm.
C, she will continue the great, you know, Biden-Harris policies that got us here. I don't know what to say anymore, Jody. Do you have Jody's part of our conversation? Jody and I spoke on the phone yesterday. It was pretty much an hour?
It was like something like that, yeah.
Yeah, it was a half an hour of...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was it. And that was the other side. We said we're both in Maria Bamford's Love Song on the Coast now.
Delilah, Love Songs on the Coast. Where are you coasting tonight? Hi, it's Delilah. Where are you coasting tonight? Hi, Amy Congan from Tustin, California. Amy, what's going on with you tonight? So you and Matt broke up. That's hard. That's hard. What do you want to say to Matt? That you miss him and it hurts. We'll play that for Matt. This goes out to you, Matt. Penny Lover by Lionel Richie.
She's just the greatest.
Yeah.
I've even started turning off the TV. Except for my beloved Lawrence. We might have some very exciting Lawrence news. Hold that thought. Okay.
You've been threatening that for a while now.
It's new news.
Oh, is it new news?
Yeah.
Oh, something has changed.
Oh, yes. It involves him flirting with Carol Burnett. It's a whole thing. Jody's the, you know, pimp in the middle of that.
You broke out that card.
I didn't break out any card.
He wrote me back and said, I love Carol. I said, Carol Burnett loves you. Jody sent your A block the night after the debate. And Carol wrote back, that was great.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I've loved Carol Burnett much longer than she's loved me. Is she single? I'll sign a prenup.
Oh, God.
And so Jody sent that to Carol.
And she said, oh, that's so sweet and funny.
Yeah. You have Lawrence O'Donnell as a stepdad.
Wow. She's happily married.
I have no shame. I'm flesh peddling Carol Burnett
wow.
to get Lawrence O'Donnell to do a sexy little role. All right. Not everyone peddles 91-year-old flesh.
That's me. Shameless.
American icon flesh. Oh, I got to hang out with Lily Tomlin this weekend. I should have auctioned her off.
There you go.
Peddled that flesh.
Why not?
I should have auctioned her off for charity.
Yeah.
All right, let's...
What was that? What was that?
It's starting to feel inevitable, isn't it? I hate to say it. But I've never seen bullying like this. We were talking
it's
about the, you know... Oh, you be Joe Biden, I'll be George Stephanopoulos. Rude Pundit points this out. It was, what, 20 minutes, 30 minutes of this?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Are you staying in the race?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, but do you feel like you're up to it?
I am.
Are you staying in the race?
Yes.
But why? What if you don't win?
I can do it.
What do you know? What do you do? You
I'm
feel like you have?
Him
no, do you? Are I you staying in the race? Okay.
That was pretty.
It was. See here. Look, Chris. Look. A lot of times Chris doesn't even believe what he says. He's just doing it for ratings. Chris is he's a clicks and ratings magnet. He just, it's good talk radio.
Look at how innocent
controversy, everybody.
I'm waiting to hear what's coming.
Well, here's the thing. Sometimes we're going to disagree with our friends. I had to tweet at Carlos because Carlos was on his Wes Moore kick last week.
Sure.
And he tweeted, oh, he's a veteran. He'll be, you know, more immune to everything. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Republicans would never attack a veteran. Ask John Kerry.
Max Cleland.
Did what Carlos say warrant that kind of attitude?
Yes. Wes Moore's fantastic. He has zero name recognition. How does he get on ballots? How does he have any money? Are you kidding me? It's July. There is no answer other than the sitting vice president of the United States. Right. You are going to implode the Democratic Party. And oh, my God. I love Carlos, but if Jody and I'm telling you, on the verge of November, Chris, you felt the road rage even in this room. If I have to hear Kamala Harris is unlikable, and I don't like her laugh, I'm going to lose my... Oh, my God! Hillary, fill in... Oh, my God, this is like a 26... You know what? I'm going to die mad about 2016, and now I'm already... This is layered over already. I'm going to die mad about this no matter what happens. I'm going to die mad about all of it.
I was at a 4th of July party.
Uh-oh.
No. And, you know, of course, this was a topic of conversation.
Yes.
You know, as it was around the country. And I came up with the idea, what if... Kamala Harris ran as president with Biden
going as vice president so that Biden can serve as an advisory role. Mm-hmm. And then FEC rules would not kick in, so they can use all the money that they've already collected.
Right. And as I said to Carlos, what if I had Jennifer Garner married me? What about that? The fantasy football is driving me crazy. Here's our business opportunity, Chris. This is all you care about. You were just a godless heathen, godless heathen ratings magnet. Boston Girl said...
Yeah, I'm a ratings magnet. What?
Speaking of flesh peddling, how much do I promote his Instagram? Where I don't think there's a shirt to be found.
He has them.
I had a shirt.
Oh, you posted a bikini photo.
I did.
You look good. I mean, let me just say, when I say good, I mean, even next to the guy with the... Silica, you still looked quite... That was impressive. Go to Chris's Instagram. She's peddling every flesh I can get.
It was the same four people in the same outfits that we wore last year for that pool photo.
Looking good.
That you seem to like.
Packing some heat. We need nice things now more than ever. Boston Girl said, no cable news since last week. I'm happier. I'm done until the mainstream media frenzy stops. Listen to Stephanie Miller for humor and no gaslighting coverage. Hashtag Sexy Liberal Tour Boston, which is this Saturday and is going to be lit for a number of reasons. And Suzanne, yes, thank you. Sorry, Jody, it is the entire internet.
It was 21 pages.
I won't get to all of it. It's just... If
21.
You feel like you're the one taking crazy pills and it's not the convicted felon that might drop out, how did we get here?
She's lost
it's too
it.
Much. Suzanne said they're doing exactly what they did in the 2016 presidential race, providing wildly asymmetrical and inflammatory coverage of the one candidate running against Donald Trump. Oh, my God, if I have to see that fat piece of traitorous trans fats in his stupid golf cart talking about my president and my vice president. Oh, my God. Don't you just want to shut him up forever at the ballot box? Seriously.
Even if he loses this time, he's not going to shut up.
No,
he proved this last time.
God.
He's not going to shut up until something happens.
You know what? Kamala's a prosecutor. She'll start using those executive orders to slap the Hannibal Lecter mask on him, at least. That's legal. What is it? Everything's legal if the president does it now.
Yeah, it is.
Ball gag from Pulp Fiction.
Call him the Gimp.
I said this last week after the Supreme Court gave its decision. We need to start playing dirty.
Okay. She's not going to order a ball gag from Pulp Fiction.
Why not? Order a ball gag. You can liberal. Do it now. It's an official capacity.
There are liberal wish lists, and then there are things that are constitutional. All right, I'm going to call everyone.
It's constitutional!
Technically, it is.
It is.
Stop yelling at me. Stop yelling!
Oh, my God!
You know what Lily said? Lily said, shut up about that cake. Shut up about the Joe Biden dropping out cake. That's what she said. Okay. Yeah, we'll find it. Okay. Oh, my God, it's like a soap opera, right? It doesn't matter when you turn the TV on or off. Should Joe Biden drop out? Should Joe Biden drop out? Is Joe Biden dropping out? What are people saying? I get it. It's just, but I feel like we're a bunch of, like, gazelles. We're, like, getting spooked, you know, by the mainstream media lion or whatever it is. And, like, it's fear, you know? And you never make good decisions based on fear. There's, like, this panic that, like, I feel like it's becoming a stampede now, right? I mean, it's and I get it. It's a lot of, it's some people like Rob Reiner, Adam Schiff but at least he said what I've said, too. Kamala Harris can win overwhelmingly. We can't give in to fear of racism and sexism. I don't know what to believe about polls now, but she does poll just as well or better than Biden. And by the way, Biden bounced back in a lot of polls.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what we said. It's just that's the problem. Eight polls say this, and then there's two that everybody freaks out over.
Right. And I like what Barbara Boxer said to the LA Times over the weekend. Give it 2 weeks. Give him 2 weeks to write the ship.
Right.
Yeah, she was all in on Feinstein when Feinstein was in obvious decline.
Yeah.
So I think Barbara Boxer is right.
Well, he is owed his own decision in a second.
Yes.
Not
yes.
to get, like. Right. And by the way, to disrespect the millions of us who voted for him in the primary, not me, I voted for him. But anyway, my point.
No, I mean this primary.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
I voted for him in this primary.
Yeah, Ted Lieu warned people not to believe everything they read after he was forced in an I report that he called for Biden to step out on a private call. He did not. Mm-hmm. They posted a picture of him. He said, the below is a super cool picture. However, the story's completely wrong. I never spoke at the House Democrats meeting today. Not a single word. He was on the call, but just listened. So I don't, you know, and I'm not even sure. I didn't see exactly what did, Adam Schiff said. He thinks he's not sure if the Stephanopoulos interview quieted people. Like,
right.
I honestly, like, what did I say Friday? Are we to Jack Palance one-arm push-ups? Like, what?
Yeah.
He was great. And by the way, I can speak to Madison, Wisconsin crowds. He was fantastic. I mean, I don't know. I feel like, I would see he would have to be superhuman for the next 4 months. He could never, you
sleep.
Know. Right. Never stumble. Never. Oh, my God. What if he stutters? What, you know, people put him under an electron microscope.
Way more. Way more than they do with Donald.
Thank you, the felon. I feel like I'm okay. Oh, this reminded me of Bob Seska's. Do we have this 20? Speaking of doing West Wing fan fiction about what we do now or blah, blah, blah. It's just this was Ron Silver.
Mm-hmm.
But just talking about, you know, Democrats being scared in general.
I am tired of working for candidates who make me think I should be embarrassed to believe what I believe, Sam. I'm tired of getting them elected. We all need some therapy. Because somebody came along and said liberal means soft on crime, soft on drugs, soft on communism, soft on defense, and we're going to tax you back to the Stone Age because people shouldn't have to go to work if they don't want to. And instead of saying, well, excuse me, you right-wing, reactionary, xenophobic, homophobic, anti-education, anti-choice, pro-gun, leave it to Beaver trip back to the 50s, we cowered in the corner and said, please, don't hurt me. No more.
Right. And if you don't, you think whoever the candidate is, they're going to not disembowel. And then it'll go to, oh, Biden should have dropped out. Oh, my God, what did Democrats do?
Yep.
Like, oh, my God. Look at this poll with Kamala or whatever. Right. Yeah. I mean, it's all right. We're just going to be playing. We found it. We found the Jack Wagon commercial.
Jack Wagon.
OK. Call everybody a Jack Wagon. Shut up, you jacker. You're all Jack Wagons.
Jack Wagon.
All right. And we have Rude Pundit and Kimberly Johnson. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Just Thriving. That's me. Oh, well, God.
I think
did
you
I
might need
money.
To take some Just Calm.
You looked like you were thriving on your Instagram this weekend.
I was. I did a 45-mile bike ride. That was fantastic. I got to hang out with Lily Tomlin.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a, right? It's not so bad. I just anything to not turn on the television. Get triggered. Okay. Let's face it. Life can be stressful, especially now. Oh, strap in for the next 4 months. Just Calm. I'm telling you. I used to take the, the Sammy.
Yep.
This is better. It is a stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves. Say hello to a steady chill. More relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in just as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. I take both of them. And this one has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics. It is a spore probiotic. It banishes your bloat and helps you produce more serotonin. And who doesn't need more happy hormone?
Yes.
Yeah. It supports better sleep. I mean, it's so important. Right now, check this out. You can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm when you go to justthrivehealth.com. Use that promo code Stephanie. That is like getting a month free.
Whoa.
Justthrivehealth.com. The promo code is Stephanie.
It even vibrates like real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for. Cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures factors, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Bonnie and Clyde love the taste, and I love it, too. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. When it comes to protecting your loved ones, you need a home security system you can trust. Simply Safe Home Security combines cutting-edge technology, advanced sensors, and cameras guard against threats to your home and family. And with exclusive 24/7 live guard technology, Simply Safe monitoring agents respond within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, seeing and speaking to intruders to stop them in their tracks. They can even warn them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Join the countless amount of listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. Head on over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie and save 20% on a new system today. That's SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Go do it now. Get some peace of mind.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Children and Families.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Civic Media welcomes Pod Save America to Madison's Orpheum Theater July 19th. Former Obama aides Jon Favreau, John Lovett, Dan Pfeiffer, and Tommy Viator present fun and informative conversations with hot political news that'll make you laugh, cry, and maybe even Google the 14th Amendment. Pod Save America at the Orpheum, Friday, July 19th, 7 p.m. Tickets at Ticketmaster or listen for your chance to win tickets on The John and Gordy Show all this week at 7 a.m. on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Get the best quality Dutch Boy paints for your next project at Menards. Save time with a fresh coat in one coat. Dutch Boy's Forever Interior Paint and Primer offers powerhouse protection with its stain-blocking, odor-reducing technologies. And with Dutch Boy's easy-opening, smooth-pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints at Menards. Number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers, according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
To the folks, Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door, ready to make an entrance, so back on up, cause you know we're about to rip.
Stephanie Miller.
It's like this and like that and like this, and it's like that and like this and like that, and it's like this and like that and like this, and
What? Okay, 27 minutes after the hour, Beth tweets, I only pay attention to Stephanie Miller's show. See, this is the, if I didn't love my country, I'd be happy about this, that I have now controlled the horizontal and the vertical. People have turned off all media except for me, which I support.
I do, too.
Thank you.
Ratings.
Karen in Chicago. Hello, Karen.
I have so much in my craw this morning.
Uh-oh.
I'm with you, Stephanie, 100%. Oh, my God. I hate everybody as well, except for you guys.
Yeah.
And
no, sometimes you hate me. Sometimes you hate me.
I never hate you, Chris. I have never said that. I've always
Chris just says irritating things on purpose just to, for good radio.
You're pretty. You're pretty and lovely.
At least I have that.
He's a human kickstand. Check out his beach photo. Anyway, go ahead.
And you're a great hugger. Okay. So, yes, I am canceling all my subscriptions. Lawrence O'Donnell may still have me. But Substack, Cliff Schechter, Midas Touch, Hal Sparks, Frangela, Bob Seska, Kimberly Johnson, Allison Gill. We have got to go and support and show love to these independent, true independent journalists.
You, with your podcast, Bob Seska has been, Taraji, have been out front on Project 2025 way before the mainstream media. Oh, Donald Trump's never heard of Project 2025 now. All this written. It's actually called the Trump Transition Document. That's what
right.
Heritage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ruth Pundit next.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier-hound chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle. Simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
McGruff here.
The crime dog?
Yep.
I think I'm going to need your help. I've got an internet bully.
Okay, well, what you do is...
Maybe you could put a virus on her computer. Or a tracking device. Or a bug.
You don't have to do that, are you?
Or maybe we could get an attack dog. You ever see those attack dogs that can, like, rip a person's arm off? Seriously. Or like a SWAT team. A cyber SWAT team or something. Or like an army. Did you ever see that zombie army movie? We should get a zombie army.
Wait. All you need to do to stop an internet bully is delete their messages and never forward them on.
So, no zombies?
No zombies.
Bummer.
Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it, don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Hey, kids, let mom help with your science project.
This new mom wants her kids' science project to thrive. Too bad she hasn't cracked a science book since 1985.
A metathesis reaction?
Compounds, mixtures, and elements. Even this baking soda volcano is too big of an experiment. Whoa. Now she's completely forgotten the periodic table. Now she's burning a hole through the kitchen table.
Burning with science.
But her kids' love for the mom is truly transparent. Proof you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
Don't tell Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
happen on the Democratic side. Until Joe Biden says he's out, he's in. That's what we know. But I do know what's happening on the Republican side. And you've got an increasingly emboldened, out-of-control Donald Trump who's not being taken into account, who's not being called to task, because we are all focusing on what's going on the Democratic side. It's taking out all the oxygen.
Ana Navarro is about to call Democrat. Like she did during the, you know, grab him by the pussy debate, remember? And made Wolf Blitzer stroke out on a daily basis on CNN.
I remember that.
Please stop saying that. Well, Donald Trump can say grab by the pussy, but I cannot say pussy on CNN.
No.
Okay.
Did you just do your Ariana Huffington accent for...
It's the same one. Ana Navarro, Ariana Huffington, who cares?
We're not even remotely from the same areas of the planet.
All right, the little skit Jody and I did to start the show. Uh-huh. I don't even know where I'm stealing from anymore. I don't know where I end and he begins. But Brew Pundit did basically that's the George Stephanopoulos was just 20 minutes of, are you going to drop out? Are you going to drop out? Why not? Why not? What's going to Rude tweets media, while we have to be absolutely neutral and include Republican perspectives, even though they're based on lies, both sides must be treated equally. Also media, yeah, off. We're not talking about Trump's dementia or dictator. Can't you see Biden's old and he should drop out? He's old. He should drop out. Did we tell you he's old? Did we mention he should drop out? Because he totally should. Listen, he's old. Do you know that he up in the debate? That's because he's old. Thank you. That's been the... Oh, you don't even need to turn on the TV because he's here.
Hey, Rude. Don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter. Back out and let Reddit remember. Hey, Rude, to let her joke about farts. Then you can start to make it better.
Oh, hi, Rude.
Hello, good morning.
I've been sending Jody your tweets since Wednesday.
Threads.
Same thing.
Threads, pardon me. Yeah, and by the way, you just got back from England, and you said it. If the UK can throw the conservatives out on their asses, so can we. And look at France, speaking of polling, right? Like, oh, no, the right wing's taking over everywhere. You know, nay. Maybe us voters would like a word, right?
Well, it'd be nice if the left could organize in the same way that they did in France to turn back the what seemed inevitable with the right wing taking over there. I mean, that's what happened. There was cooperation between the parties, people dropping out from runoffs if they thought that the other candidate had a better shot at winning. Yeah, they did everything they could to unify.
Yeah, UK, peaceful transition of power, huh? Interesting.
Oh, yeah, the UK was, like, so polite. I mean, it was, like, yeah.
Polite chipmunks, but with English accents. Oh, no, after you. Oh, no, you first.
Yes. Well,
you know. After you. Oh, no, you first. Thank you.
You sound English.
Sorry, Rude. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. No, but, you know, it's also funny to watch the right-wingers cry in France.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see Marine Le Pen.
So much ennui. So much ennui.
To be fair, the right wing did win twice as many seats as they had before.
Yeah. Right.
In the French Parliament. So.
But you know, you said it best. You said my fear is Biden drops out, Dems implode, trying to agree on a replacement, and then the media switches the narrative to why it was a terrible idea for Biden to drop out. I mean, thank you. First of all, they will disembowel, and I'm just telling you, if the candidate is not Kamala Harris, that is going to be a good way to have the Democratic Party completely implode. As many people have said, whether it's Alan Lichtman, the professor who's, you know, predicted every, you know, campaign, right? I think Jasmine Crockett had a great tweet about, are you kidding me? Are you out of your effing minds? In July. Nobody could get the money except for Kamala. It's like somebody starts with zero name recognition and zero money, and they're not on the ballots. Nobody has, like, the plan. Right for how you would, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, a lot of this is the myopic view of being on social media. You know, you post something, you get, you know, 10,000 people, you know, liking it, and you think that that's the way everybody's thinking, forgetting that virtually, you know, that most voters don't give a crap about any of this. and don't follow it. I mean, they don't give a crap about what you posted. And that if somebody like a Gavin Newsom starts to campaign, sure, he's great, but yeah, nobody knows him beyond sort of California and that political media.
Yeah. Do you want how to stop the Roe Rage blue tsunami in November? Is go, oh, the black lady, no, don't like her.
I mean,
unlikable.
You know, and I mean, my opinion is still just make up your mind. Just, you know, bring this to a conclusion. Yes. Already.
Well, it's like, I feel like.
Although it seems like Biden has, and people are just not buying
no,
it.
No, they don't, right. The media.
And
he just sent
if Biden's saying he's staying in, okay, we're done. Let's move on.
You pointed out, here's a headline. President Biden gave prepared remarks at a 4th of July event with military members, and you're like, oh, give me an effing break. Every president all the time reads prepared remarks. This kind of
right.
Just shows you're looking for excuses to be an a-hole.
Yeah.
He also just sent an emphatic letter to Congress saying that he is staying in the race. That just passed over the wires.
It's just this.
So move on.
Right.
Move on.
Yeah.
Stop. And you know what? Don't even answer questions from the media about it anymore.
Right.
Say, no, we're not talking about that. He is the Democratic voters put him in as the candidate this year. They voted him in. And so this is where we're going. And, you know, is there qualitatively, is there any difference between putting Harris at the top of the ticket now versus having her as VP, since we all sort of have the idea that, well, there is certainly a decent chance she might end up president? I mean, what is the difference? I mean, honestly, qualitatively, is there any difference between keeping Biden at the top of the ticket with Harris as VP, with the notion that at some point, as you pointed out in the first segment, like that Biden may step away and give the presidency to Harris?
I am all in until my president tells me he's not.
Right.
And then I am all in for whatever he's, you know, and it, like I say, I it has got to be Kamala. There just isn't any other mechanism here. But anyway, Rude, of all the things I was afraid of this weekend, I started going, look at that pile of treasonous trans fat in the golf cart. Like, what if, you know, like, you think, what if he's the one that Trump's out with? There's a health thing or whatever. And they go, oh, here's a reasonable Republican that's not crazy like Trump. And as you said it, you know, Project 2025 is literally subtitled Presidential Transition Project. They are collecting applications for people to be part of the next Trump administration. They will just fill in the blank. It doesn't matter who the Republican is. You said, Trump effing knows what this is. Nothing is done in his name without him signing off on it. I mean, give me a break. It's all everybody from his administration.
His name appears in the document like 300 times.
The guy that wrote it said this is Trumpism.
Yep.
That what this document is institutionalizing Trumpism.
Yeah, and you know, and obviously it's working to keep pointing out how extreme a document it is. It is scaring the crap out of Republicans. They're about to tear themselves in two over what abortion language to put in their platform, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe, just maybe, there is something to exploit, and there's something to get Kamala Harris out there talking about.
Can I just say, I kind of like the former Attorney General of California, prosecutor with new immunity powers.
Yeah.
I feel like she would some up.
Yeah. Ball gag.
Yeah. I think she would.
Chris wants ball gags.
I want ball gags. I want her to order ball gags for Donald Trump.
Not to mention
in an official capacity.
How completely bat crazy a black lady president would make the right wing. So there's that.
Oh.
There's that.
Well, I mean, you know, you had 100, ultra right wingers marching through Nashville this weekend, mm-hmm. carrying Confederate flags, carrying, you know, all with their faces covered.
Oh, yeah.
Just marching right through downtown.
Oh yeah, the Confederate. What did the New York Post headline? Kamala Harris might subject us to the first DEI presidency.
Okay.
First DEI president.
I'm like, oh, you mean diversity, equity, inclusion? You mean everything that's on the Statue of Liberty? Have you ever read it? You said a Supreme Court just legalized a kind of bribery. Trump owes more than $500 million in legal judgments against him. So if he becomes president, I feel like that's an area the media could spend a little time worrying about, too. Thank you.
Yeah, that's the part that's driving me crazy about all of this. And it goes back to the post you read at the beginning, which is that why are we not talking about Trump in any way? Why, how is it, how are we not calling on Trump to step away? How are we not saying that there is no way this is not going to be a corrupt administration?
You know what the articles,
from the start?
What the articles were about is how does this help him politically when he got convicted? Joe Biden has one bad debate. And by the way, the media only does this to Democrats, right? And we allow it. Howard Dean screams, nope, out. You know, lady sitting on Gary Hart's lap. Nope, done. One bad debate.
I mean, it almost happened with Hillary having pneumonia. You know,
it was all the same headline. Hillary's dying. Hillary's sick. Kimberly Johnson posted all the Inquirer covers, and the media went with that. I mean, but you wrote a piece, as you do.
Sometimes.
Actually, it was actually very pretty highbrow for you. The Supreme Court launches an attack on the United States. Democrats need to fire back. You just were saying essentially the Supreme Court has put in place everything the right needs to get Project 2025 operational. They just need Trump to win. It's the final piece of the puzzle. So, vote like the country's life depends on it. If it's Biden, fine. F it. If it's someone else like Harris, same. But when it comes to the court, it's time to drag them back into the gutter with the rest of us. I think there is a huge... Talk about what would immobilize the base is all the stuff you're talking about here. And by the way, it's not packing the court, it's unpacking the court, right?
You're right. The court is totally packed right now. And that's what we got, post 2016. Not to relitigate all of that, but that's what we got. And so the Supreme Court could be an issue. And I think that if nothing else, again, you have to ask, what is the simplest narrative for people to understand who don't follow this all the time? And the simplest narrative is, holy crap, look at how much Clarence Thomas has made by being a Supreme Court justice. Look at how he keeps getting paid off time and again, blatantly, openly, and nobody can do anything about it.
Yeah.
You know, that is an issue that people will understand.
Yeah. Yeah, and by the way, only by getting huge majorities can we actually do something. So that is, it's about time we started voting on the Supreme Court,
They campaigned. If you remember, Trump's thing in 2016 was, I'm going to appoint people that are like Antonin Scalia, which, by the way, he didn't.
Right.
Whatever you want to say about Scalia, and Scalia was horrible, terrible.
Yeah.
But, at the very least, he actually believed in the originalist BS.
Yeah. These are Federalist Society hacks. You're absolutely right. They're not even justices. They're Fox News hosts at this point. We're not even in the legal realm anymore.
There's no guiding principle other than how do we get the right more power? Yeah. That's the guiding principle. That's it.
Yeah. The one thing we can do to save America is announce, because we just realized I haven't seen you in a couple of Mondays, that you will be doing New York Sexy Liberal August 3rd, along with Noel Castler and Malcolm Nance, and who knows who else.
Ooh. Get that Carol Burnett call going.
Who are you going to auction Carol off to this morning? All right. Love you, Rude.
Thanks, Rude.
We're excited. We can't wait to see you in New York.
Thank you.
Town Hall, sexyliberal.com, but this big Boston is this Saturday.
Boston is this Saturday.
I'm just telling you, you should get those tickets now. I'm just telling you right now. Why am I pointing at you like that?
I have no idea.
47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein, brought to you by the bunch of kickstands on Chris's
Instagram
page. That's a lot of muscles and a lot of...
That's a lot of power like protein.
That's a lot of meat.
There.
That's a lot of meat in that picture. Go to Chris's Instagram. You'll see what I mean. Power Life High Impact Protein. Muscles. Don't you shake your head at me, Jody Hamilton. Okay. I do make a lot of D jokes for Les, but you know what? Listen, my point is, I enjoy the human form. And muscles, let's face it, they look good. Tony Horton, the P90X guy, right? Yep. He was the super fit. You remember him.
I do.
He got shingles. He thought he was not going to make it. He had to come back from that. He invented high-impact protein. It's a naturally occurring molecule that helps you build and maintain muscle even without exercise. One scoop a day supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. Go to MyPowerLife.com and type in the code FITNESS to save 30% and get a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. MyPowerLife.com and... type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Metnair on Air.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Reivers says Wisconsin's system of checks and balances is rightfully restored. The state Supreme Court ruled Friday the legislature's Joint Finance Committee overstepped its authority while holding up spending that had already been approved. It could mean funding for conservation land purchases and early childhood literacy. A lot of farm workers do their jobs outside in extreme heat in the summer. The Biden administration wants to give them mandatory rest breaks, shade, and clean drinking water. Samantha Guerrero is a community organizer who says it's high time.
There are a lot of farm workers who are in danger of losing their lives in these extreme temperatures.
479 American workers died from heat exposure between 2011 and 2022. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. After years of discussion, planning, and delays, Madison is set to start construction on its first men's homeless shelter. It'll be over on Bartolon Drive near Rindall Park. Officials say it'll be the first facility of its kind in Wisconsin, with a setup kind of like dorm rooms, plus a community kitchen, laundry facilities, and outdoor space. And this is desperately needed. Right now, men who need a place to stay usually end up in a temporary shelter overnight or just in a church basement until morning. The $23 million project is expected to be finished in fall of 2025. And the Madison Metropolitan School District has taken home 9 national awards for its communications campaigns. The National School Public Relations Association recognizes districts that do a great job communicating with families and the broader community. They took home their biggest prize for their 5 to Thrive campaign, which informs kids and parents about mental health resources available at school. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with scattered showers or an isolated thunderstorm possible. Our high 80 with wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
When President Biden wanted to set the record straight, he called Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
So I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us.
And money, that's what they're fans of, and chaos, because that sells.
I like ratings.
I know you do. You're very good at
shut up, man, whore. Very good at getting them. Just get back in your bikini. Peddle that flesh for mama. Amy Siskin said our media is circling like vultures. They can almost taste a contested convention in the ratings bump. Guy Fox said, Joe is fine. Cut the... Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
Yeah.
Okay. Pam in New Hampshire. Hi, Pam.
Good morning, Stephanie. Yeah, I'm not mad anymore because Trump's not going to accept the election no matter what.
Right.
So if any Democrat tries to take my vote away that I've already voted, and we had to put Joe's name in here in New Hampshire,
right?
I'm not voting. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's not going to matter.
Don't do that. That's exactly what they want.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, all right. Pam being unhelpful this morning in New Hampshire. That's exactly what we don't want. That's exactly what they're rooting for, right, is Democrats in disarray. And if you don't think Russian bots are going to be ginning all this up even more. Good God above tweets. So let me get this straight. Biden gets criticized for looking pale at the debate, but Trump somehow escapes criticism for constantly being draped in orange clown paint. Make it make sense. Thank you. And Kimberly or Kristen Johnson, our buddy, our pal, says it's just not a great time for the slightly sane.
Yeah.
If you just woke up in the middle of this, if you were in a coma, you'd just be like, oh, and by the way, opinions are like, well, everyone's got one and they all stink. The guy that owns the show felt that he needed to chime in. One way to look at it, Ruth Bader Ginsburg stated, okay, she had cancer.
It's different.
Thank you.
Any president can die at any moment in time.
Right.
Thank you. Oh, you know, we need some hope.
Oh?
Seth the Homo of Hope.
Yay.
Hello.
Hello, homos and shomo jomos.
Yes.
I'm telling you, to quote Lily Tomlin, is this happening or is it a hash? I mean, these Democrats that are like, okay, I saw Seth Bolton on the news.
Yeah.
It's like, how are they going to feel when he shows up in a Biden, excuse me, in a Trump ad? These Democrats are out there saying these things. They're all going to show up in ads against Biden, and how helpful is that? I feel like we're living like the Bernie Bros all over again, except Democrats.
I know we can all pick our polls and this one and that. I mean, Biden's, you know, ahead in some swing states now. I mean, it's the independents moved toward him after the debate. CNN poll shows 91% of Democrats are enthusiastic about supporting President Biden. Mainstream media is wholly out of touch with where the Democratic base is.
Yep.
I mean, hi, we'd like a word and we'd like a vote. We already did vote. We picked somebody. And, you know, I think, you know, that's exactly what I'm worried about is the Pam, not you specifically, Pam.
Oh, you're
but
worried.
Specifically you this morning.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
More importantly, Chris, how is this good for us?
You're asking
just
me?
One. Someone threaded. I sound like a broken record, but Stephanie Miller has a great show on Sirius and Free Speech TV. She also has a podcast. I get all the news without the both-siderism and a laugh. Fantastic guests like Frangela, Bob Sesta, Glenn Kirshner, Frank Luguzzi, Malcolm Nance. Thank you.
And Kimberly Johnson.
Thank you, who is coming up, will be with us for all of hour three.
And Trey Crowder, who's coming up with us tomorrow.
Very exciting, liberal redneck. All right, 58 minutes after the hour, as we said, Kimberly Johnson coming up, Stephanie Miller's show.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
When President Biden wanted to set the record straight, he called Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.